What's up, y'all? This episode will bring awareness to the Most High. I'm your host, Terrell. What's up with y'all? Man, look, I wanted to talk specifically to, like, women just about this specific topic. You know, dudes can listen to it, don't matter, but mainly I'm trying to get it across to women in a way. The topic is feminine energy. Rather, feminine energy is your strength. Feminine energy is what is instilled in you at birth. You're born a woman. You're born with feminine energy, feminine traits. Everything is feminine. Okay? So, I understand. I understand women. I understand this whole world. Not just women. I understand the society. I just understand how everything moves. It's to the point where I can just predict what's going to happen. You know, I can predict what can happen. I probably could take a guess as to why you feel like being feminine is a weakness. I mean, okay, as a man, I'm logic based, okay? I'm logic based. So you mean to tell me that if I'm conscious that God does these things for you women, God instills that in you, that's something that you need to embody because it's yours. God gave it to you for a reason. And then it just makes my blood boil when women want to be masculine. Women want to embody masculine energy. They want to do that. So you feel like being feminine is weak, which God gave you this ability, this essence, this energy at birth. And so now you get hurt, or some dudes cheated on you. Some dudes did this. Some dudes did that. Or maybe you encountering it over and over and over and over and over. And you was just saying, man, the hell with this feminine energy. I got to get masculine so I don't get hurt over and over and over and over. Let me tell you something. That's your own understanding. That's not. Hell, in my opinion, I feel like that's weak. That's weak of you to have an ability from God, something that God instilled in you. God instilled this energy in you, and then Satan, you know what I'm saying, evil, fucks you over, shows you like, yeah, nigga, And then it's like you just give in, fuck all this, okay, now I'm gonna be masculine. Okay, fuck all that. I don't need no man. Get that bread, get that head, then leave. Right? Right? Right. You think that's what the Most High wants you to embody? Masculine. Us as dudes shouldn't even be doing that. So why the hell is you doing it? What, you getting some instant gratification? Like, come on, nah. Come on, Gina. I feel like that's weak. You turned away from what you are naturally are to try and be something else. That's why it's not working. You ever notice when you talk to a dude? You ever notice, right? When you're talking to a dude and he's masculine, he's that. And then you automatically, like, turn, like, little girlyish, like, little soft-spoken, like you just, because you've embodied this masculine shit, you trying to master this shit. This shit is you now. You just said, to hell with what God gave me, I'ma do this. And while you doing that, the devil clapping. You playing for the devil. And then you gonna tell me that you believe in God, right? Okay. You're a liar. You're lying. You don't. But I'm not here to judge. I ain't judging you. I'm not judging. I understand you being hurt and hurt and hurt, and you trying to protect your heart. You trying to protect yourself, protect your feelings. You trying not to waste time. But you putting all this time in to be masculine. That's wasting time too. You trying to not waste time while still wasting time? So, what I'm saying is, like, I understand that things are, like, hurting you and things is pulling at you. They telling you, no, come over here. No, no, be masculine. No, no. And guess what it's saying for the niggas? Be feminine. Y'all know. Y'all know what they say. Men acting like you know what, and women acting like men. Everything switched around. That's why shit ain't going right, because shit is not in its proper order. Shit is not how it's fucking supposed to be. So when you go switching shit around and trying to remove shit, you fucking with God shit. Like, you fucking with shit. Quit touching shit. Damn. Stop touching shit. You touching shit. Stop touching shit. God did that. God gave you that. Whatever God gave you, nigga, master it. Shit. Oh, but it's cool that you got the big breasts. Oh, you cool with the big breasts God gave you. Oh, you cool with the juicy booty you got. The waist snatch. Oh, you cool with that. Oh, okay. 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 So you cool with that. You cool with those gifts, but you ain't cool with that. Come on, man. Come on, man. You fucking with shit. You fucking with shit. Quit fucking with shit. I understand that shit hard. You know what I'm saying? This shit, you don't really know how to go about it. That's why you gotta tighten your relationship with God up. You gotta tighten that shit up. You gotta understand that evil gonna come your way. Evil is going to come your way, even when you being feminine. Even when you know what I'm saying? Even when you being feminine, it's still going to be things pulling at you. That's your test. That's your battle. You know what I'm saying? That's your test. You know what I'm saying? Do you really believe? How strong is your faith? Like I say, I feel like that's weak, to abandon the abilities and things that God instilled in you and then to switch up. And then you want your man to be loyal. You ain't even loyal to God. So now you want a loyal man? You ain't going to stay loyal to him, because if your man is following God, guess what? You're not going to follow him. You ain't following God on your own. So what? You going to follow him? So now you will follow him. Your loyalty lies with him. I don't know. That shit all over the place. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know about all that. I don't know. But what I do know is trying to switch shit up, trying to make, you know what I'm saying? I can't stand where y'all think being feminine is weak. I like seeing that. I'm attracted to that. I ain't attracted to no masculine broad. Shit. Should no dude be attracted to a masculine female? Hell, I might look at you like, nigga, you gay. Like, bruh, like, you might be on the other side. I don't know. Why you like women that act like dudes? Do you like dudes? Come on, dude. But, yeah, like, I just feel like, just think about it like that. I'm just trying to paint a picture for you. I'm trying to paint a picture. You know what I'm saying? You got this shit pulling at you. It's a lot of stuff pulling at you, a lot of stuff hurting you, a lot of stuff that's just making you want to just quit. Like, man, I ain't, like, man, I don't want no man. Yeah, I don't need no man. Man, you sound about goofy. You sound real goofy, thinking you don't need no man, thinking that you just supposed to live on this earth and never have a man. Let's say if you lived to be 100. So you're going to live 100 years on this earth with no man. You are a lie. You lying. Why you lying? You know you want a man. Damn. I understand you tired and fed up, but damn, you do want a man. Because as soon as you get one, you're going to be all over him. Come on, man. I know this shit too good. As soon as you get that dude that God put in your life, as soon as you strengthen your spirit with God, you doing things on a day-to-day basis to get to that goal. You know what I'm saying? God ain't gonna just give it to you. Ain't gonna just give you the man. Are you working towards it? Are you working to attract it? Are you doing things? Or you just sitting on Instagram waiting for a new DM, a new man to DM you? Like, bruh, do things to attract it on a day-to-day basis. And stop just thinking he just gonna be there because all these other niggas is in your face. So you thinking you ain't even gotta self-improve. You ain't gotta do nothing. I'ma just sit on my nice juicy booty and just wait until... No, man, you probably ain't gonna never get it because you're not putting in no work to get it. So now, therefore, you gonna be sitting on your nice fat ass posting about niggas ain't shit, niggas ain't this, niggas ain't that for 100 years. Like, that's not the life that God has made for you. It's better than that. I don't know what he got in store for you. I don't know. But it ain't that. That shit got the devil clapping. That shit got the devil happy. Come on, man. What team you playing for? It look like you playing for Satan right now. Come on, man. We ain't playing for them. We ain't playing for them, baby. We don't want to. No. You got it all messed up. You just got to learn it. You just got to find out. That's all you got to do. You got to figure it out. How can I? What can I do? I'm going to keep this thing that God gave me. Okay, how can I strengthen my strength? How can I, you know what I'm saying, learn, you know what I'm saying, things like that. And understand that things will come in your life. We living in a fucked up world. The guys that were hurting you are confused. They don't know what they want. Evil resides in them. So yes, you're going to get hurt. Yes, you are. Especially if you're not walking with the Most High, walking with God, listening to God. God gonna tell you who ain't shit. God not gonna make you stupid. God not gonna have you getting played. Like, no. And that's also where I kind of think the misunderstanding is too. Like, people feel like if they embody that, if they're this Christian that, oh, I'm going to get hurt and I'm a this and I'm a that, so I got to put on this tough armor, I got to build up this wall and be masculine and be like a nigga, like, that draws you probably farther away from finding it. You working backwards. Shit, okay, if you get hurt, man, the next one. All right, next nigga. All right, next one. Damn, man, this nigga. Next nigga. Like, damn, just next nigga. Ain't no, fuck these niggas. Niggas ain't, damn, y'all niggas go all the way. Ain't no, man. Next dude, next. Like, y'all just be all the way over there. Fuck niggas. Niggas ain't shit. We don't need them. Independent. Get that bread, get that head, then leave. Like, y'all niggas is, sorry, I don't mean to say nigga. I don't mean to be doing all that. But what I'm trying to get to is, I'm trying to let y'all know, like, there is strength in that. It is. I'm gonna give you a little tip, right? A little something I know, right? Okay, let's say you got a dude, right? So your dude, your man come home and, you know what I'm saying, he been out working, whatever. I ain't talking about he out here doing fuck shit. He out here doing yada, yada, yada. I'm talking about the man doing what he's supposed to be doing. He going, you know what I'm saying? He might be working on his own shit, whatever the case may be. Got his own life going on. You feel me? So when he's in his walk, in his life, you know what I'm saying? Hit him with that feminine energy. That man walked through the door, man, hit him with feminine energy. Do you work your magic? That shit work. Man, I can't tell you how many, man, that shit works. That shit works. Your man probably frustrated, upset. He probably tired, worn out. Nigga got his own business, work. He got to go to the gym. He got to deal with all these other demonic spirits around here. All these niggas, all these. And then you come in and you hit him with feminine energy to let that nigga know, like, look, it's going to be all right. You my man, nigga. I'm here with you. You soothe that man. Man, man, look. I can't tell you how to use it. It's there for you to use, man. I can't tell you how to use it. I can't. Y'all all are different. Y'all all can do your own. Y'all all got your own sauce. Use your sauce. You throwing away the sauce. Get that nigga that sauce good as fuck. Use your motherfucking sauce. That shit works. It helps in a relationship. Masculine energy and feminine energy. That shit works. I know from experience. Do whatever you gotta do. Do that. That's free game right there. But no, guess what you gonna do? Guess what your masculine ass gonna do? Why you ain't answer my phone call? Why you this? Why you that? Nah, nah, nah. Yeah. Here you go. Yeah. All you gonna do is run your mouth. Why answer my phone calls? Yeah. That's what he get when he come home. And then you gonna act like, I don't ever do nothing. I ain't the problem. I ain't never did nothing wrong. Like, girl, shut the fuck up. My bad, man. Look, I gotta... I'm getting a little beside myself. I apologize. Look, I'm getting a little carried away. You know what I'm saying? I be getting a little emotional. I be trying to get the message across. I be trying to beat it across y'all head a little bit. I don't mean to be mean. You know what I'm saying? I'm not judging you. I'm not mad at you. I'm trying to help you. I'm just real passionate about it. I'm real passionate about it, and I believe in it strongly. So please do not take, you know what I'm saying, things to heart. I'm not coming at you. I'm not attacking you. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get you to understand, man, that it's strength in your feminine energy. It is. And even when you feel like somebody doing you wrong, man, you can't let that drift you away from that. If you feel like something is trying to pull you away from your guy, given whatever, just look at it, man, like, man, that's Satan, man. That's evil, man. Like, man, that man over there evil, man. He evil. I ain't even gonna talk to him. Come on, man. Y'all good at curving niggas. The fuck? God damn. I ain't gotta do all that. I ain't gotta teach all that much. The fuck? Y'all know how to lead niggas on scene? Lead niggas on red? The fuck? That's all I'm saying. Like, it's strength in your feminine energy, man. It is. Stop thinking being feminine is a weakness. It's not. That shit beautiful when you see it intertwine. When you see masculine and feminine intertwine, that shit beautiful. I get it. You want to do it for the right man. I get it. You don't want to just do it for everybody, every nigga. I get it, man. Don't worry about who gonna do you wrong. God gonna get they ass. But God gonna get you. But God ain't gonna have you if you not walking with him while going through that. You see what I'm saying? So now you ain't no better than him now. So now y'all both gonna be fucked up. I mean, like what? Okay. So if he ain't getting what he want, now you ain't getting what you want. So now y'all both gotta take L's. Nah, come on, Gina. If you want a man, you know what I'm saying? Yes, it's going to be a little tough. It's going to be tough. It ain't easy for me neither. It ain't easy for us. Like, I know it's going to be tough. But what I'm saying is you got to go through those. You got to go through those, man. You're going to have to. God ain't just going to place it there for you. Ain't how God work, man. Whatever you want, you're going to have to work for it. Show them you doing things and you might get it. No, you will get it. My fault. You will get it. Come on, God ain't put you here to just be single, miserable, and just die off. Like, no, that's not, that's not it. God ain't put me in here to just sleep with women, make money, and then we just die off. Or, you know what I'm saying, leave money, leave things behind for our kids. And like, man, no. Like, we all got purposes. We all got more of a meaningful meaning. We all got things like that. Everything that God gave you, strengthen it. Embody it. That's your essence. That's you to your core. You can't change that. You can't change that. You trying to change it, ain't you? You trying to change it. That's why shit ain't working. That's exactly why stuff not working. Because you fucking with the spirit. You fucking with the spiritual realm. You got a spiritual realm, and then you got this physical realm. You fucking with the spiritual realm, right? Now you trying to be masculine as a woman. You fucking with shit. That's why shit ain't going right. Quit fucking with shit. You got to just learn shit. No, they don't teach this shit in school. Hell no, they don't. No, they ain't gonna, this shit ain't advertised on, you ain't gonna see this shit, no. So now you just feel hopeless, like, you don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. I feel like whenever you don't know what to do, man, God got your back. God gonna show you, man. He do. He will help you. But you got to put some type of work in, some effort. It's not going to just happen overnight. You know what I'm saying? You ever talk to a dude and your little masculine ass found yourself being feminine? Yes, because at your core, you're feminine. The masculine energy is what you build up. You build up your ego. That masculine ego, you build that up. You did that. That's what you created. That's what evil created. I promise you, I done talked to a masculine woman and caught her being feminine because she's feminine at her core. I don't care how tough you act, how tough a woman act, you still a woman. You don't want to be a man, bro. Trust me. Trust me, Gina. You do not want to be a man. Oh, no, you do not. If you had to do half the shit we did, you gonna fold. So stay in your place. You need to stay over there. Stay over there with the females. With the feminine energy. Don't come over here. You ain't supposed to be over here. It don't look right. I wish the hell I would see a woman building a house. The fuck? I don't see no man nowhere. Like, no. That don't look right. No. Stay over there. You are a woman. You are feminine. That is not what you need to be doing. Trying to be something you not. Trying to create a new you. A new energy. Well, fuck it, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna be masculine. Like, no. How about, okay, let me try again. Let me, if you gonna do anything, you need to go talk to God. You feel me? I'm not gonna have all the answers. Terrell not gonna have all the answers for you. I'm just showing you who do got the answers, okay? All right, now it's on with y'all.